Star One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is such a wonderful privilege and a pleasure to bring you the Hour One Nuggets each and every day. I did struggle on Friday and on Thursday because of my lost voice, I have to say. But beloved, it really is a privilege and an honor. And when I came down to the studio today to begin to broadcast this particular program, I knew that I was going to do a special, because I intended to do that special on Friday and I couldn't because of my voice. My voice wasn't working well. And I was going to look at Matthew, the 7th chapter. And this verse flashed into my mind. And I said, Lord, is that what you want me to talk on? And I know the answer came back a resounding yes. Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And we'll look at verse 6 and verse 7. Now, I have done this before because I've done an entire series on 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And I have preached on every single verse in all of those, in both of those two books, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. So we have been through this. But I felt it so important to bring it today. It says this, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and in his good time, he will honor you. Give all your worries and your cares to God, for he cares about what happens to you. Now, I believe when you see that particular section, and I'll take verse 7 first, when Peter says, give all your worries and your cares to God, for he cares what happens to you, I believe he is directly quoting I believe he's directly quoting Psalm 55 and verse 20. Let's just turn to that real quick. Verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22. The psalmist says, give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. The psalmist goes on to say this, he will not permit the godly to slip and fall. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Quite often, you'll see this verse in 1 Peter quoted this way, cast your cares upon the Lord. Cast those cares upon the Lord. Why is Peter talking like this? Quite simply because he's saying to you, if you profess to be a Christian, if you profess to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then why are you walking around with that mountain of guilt on your shoulders? Why are you walking around with all of those burdens? Jesus said these words, come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And Peter heard Jesus say those words. And he also knows it's in Scripture, in Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burdens, cast your cares onto the Lord, for he cares for you. Isn't it obvious? Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what happens to you. Beloved, listen to me. We walk around with these burdens because we choose to. That is why. I was talking to a precious friend just now. And she was telling me all the issues that were happening in her life. Her brother had done that, sister had done that, aunt and uncle were doing this, and this was happening in her life, and that was happening in her life, and it went on and on and on. And I thought, so many of us can say that. When someone rings you up and you say, how are you doing? What do they say? Oh, I'm doing great. And it stops there. Well, oftentimes if they say, oh, I'm doing great, they're hiding something, because actually they're not doing so great. Maybe they are, but oftentimes they're not. Sometimes when someone calls me, they say to me, how are you doing, David? And I say, oh, I'm doing great. Why do I say that? I say it simply because I don't want to burden someone else with my problems, with my burdens, with my guilts, with my pain. But hey, you're not supposed to have all those burdens, those guilts, those pains. You're not supposed to have them. No, of course I'm not. I am supposed to cast them upon the Lord, to lay them at the foot of the cross. And that's what I do, beloved. And that is exactly what I do. Oftentimes we do that. Oftentimes we come to the cross and we say, Lord, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to lay this down. Here it is, Father. Can you see this burden that I'm laying down now at the foot of your cross? Can you see it? Yes, Lord, I know you can see it. And I've just laid it there, Lord. But as I walk away, Father, I'll tell you what, I won't bother you with you. I'll pick it up again and I'll just go off and sort it out myself. How do I lay it at the foot of the cross, I hear you cry, and not pick it up again? This is how you do it. You look at what Scripture says. When Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares, your burdens upon the Lord, for he cares what happens to you. Look at these scriptures. What you do is you lay them at the foot of the cross, and then you walk away. What you don't do is turn around and pick them up again. If you have said, Father, I have such a financial burden at the moment, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I really don't know what I'm going to do now. Or if you've said to the Lord, Father, I need a job so badly. I need employment so badly. And I don't know what I'm going to do if I don't get this employment. Or if you've laid this burden and you've said, Lord, I am sick. In my heart, in my body, I am sick. And I need healing, Father. Please, I pray in Jesus' name that you would heal my body. You lay it at the foot of the cross. But what you don't do is walk away and then begin to try and work out that problem. If you've said to the Lord you're in a financial situation, then why do you pick it up again and try and work out what you're going to do to get out of that financial situation? Because you haven't laid it at the foot of the cross. That's what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and to say to him, Father, you take this burden. And I'm walking away from it, Lord. And I'm waiting patiently to hear what you want to say and what you are going to do about this situation, because I don't know. I have no idea. Lord, I lay it before you now. That, beloved, is what Jesus is saying to us today. That is what the Lord is commanding us to do right now in Jesus' name, is to lay our burdens down. And as I've been talking, I know that there is someone listening to this broadcast right now that is wracked in guilt. I felt that right at the very beginning when I was talking. You're listening to this broadcast, and at this very moment in time, you're just completely and utterly wrapped in guilt. Whatever that guilt is, whatever you've done or not done, it makes no odds. You are wrapped in guilt. The Lord does not want you to have that guilt on your shoulders anymore. He may want you to do something because of it, But that's another story, and that you have to wait on the Lord for Him to tell you exactly what you need to do. But if you have guilt, you're going to lay it down now at the foot of the cross. You're going to say, Father, I can't take this guilt any longer. And I lay it now at your feet. And I ask you in Jesus' name to take it from me. Say those words, beloved. Heavenly Father, I lay this now at the foot of the cross and ask you to take it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.